you know, a different piece of this puzzle. We talk about a lot of things going on here and with Brian, but Alex does a lot of the precision ag work. And Alex, you know, you help farmers in a lot of ways to make sure they can figure out how they plant and watch what they do and really track it all year long.
Well, Alan, we try to do the best we can, you know, isolating some of the more productive areas and defensive areas on the farm and using what technology we have to try to attack that the best we can. And again, as Brian stated earlier, this is a really tough financial and economic season already going into it. So if it's a year, I guess, to try to be frugal and pinch pennies, you know, this is the year to do it.
You're looking at a map here, and this is really kind of a map of what a farmer's field would look like. This is actually right next to us here, yes. The Dawson farm that Eisen Brothers run. Tell us about what are you looking at on the map?
So here is a map. It would be their variable rate planting prescription. We take their years of yield data, soil data, but pretty much we tear it off into seven areas, and where they're planting 36,000, the highest population, that's their areas in the field they expect the most. But where you see the red, that could be 27 to 28,000, that's just the red hills that aren't going to make anything. And it's really hard to go throw extra money at that. And just, you know, the more years and yield and information that is good and clean, we can take that. And that just, I guess, makes the maps a little more accurate as we go.
And I think that's what's important. You're really helping a farmer decide what they need to do on their field and then help them figure out the best way to do that.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that statement.
I think it's so important to do that because you're looking at here are different fields laid out, and it's pretty interesting to see if you can see, ever see these pictures. We'll try to take a picture of this, put it on the website. Yeah. But I think the variable rate planting, and, you know, so this is a corn year. So they're looking at corn, and what kind of things are they looking at corn-wise this year? I'm not going to give all their secrets away. The Eisen Brothers may get me, but because they're my neighbors.
Just kind of a general thing, corn we're looking at. I mean, corn's 4.5, and really I tell everybody to be in the black, we need corn to be $5, and we're still dealing with, you know, phosphate pricing is high, and, you know, potash, which is another major nutrient. We're looking at tariff scenarios, and there's just a lot of geopolitics involved. And all that being said, we just try to control what we can, and this is one of the ways. I'm not going to say we're cutting costs or overspending. It's just kind of, I would say, a way to regulate your budget a little more accordingly.
And we're looking at South Christian farmland. You pretty much do this for Trig, Christian, whatever farm you're dealing with. You kind of lay out the map for everybody and anybody.
North Christian, Alan. And like I said, I start in Trig County, and now I'm working Russellville and Bowling Green area now. And it's all, the soil types are relative. You know, you may have some really good river bottoms that need to be, we really target them well, but maybe on some of our red hills in Trigg County or some of our gray, what we call frangipane soils in the north part of county or north of Russellville or wherever you may look, we just have to farm those differently. Right. We can't go shoot for yields that it is, I'm not going to say impossible, but very hard to make.
And I think that's a difference in agriculture and farming today, Alex, than what it was maybe 40 years ago. Farmers, they just plant seeds and hope they come up and hope they do well. And now you really have to look at the soil and see what's there and see what you can do to make to get the best out of it you can.
I would agree with that. And again, that was a long time before I was thought of or in the ag retail business. But used to, it just didn't cost so much to put an acre out, you know. Now you've just got diesel fuel, equipment, depreciation, you know, fertilizers. Everything just costs so much to produce. It's just, it's a different day and age. And as you said, there may be with beef and cattle prices, there may be some land out there that when corn, you know, 2012, I remember I worked at Granary west of the lakes, but we were paying $8.50 for yellow corn and almost $10 for white corn. You could plant anything you wanted and probably make money. Now it's a little bit tougher. Some of this land may not be suitable for farming.
It takes a good manager. You have to be a good manager, and agriculture farmers are good managers, and that's what makes it important, you know, to be a good manager like that.
I would agree with that, and like I said, for I would say every one of our customers that we are able, I'm not even going to call them, most of them are customers, but I would say most of them fit under the category of business partners. And it is just interesting how every farmer figures out, hey, this is what I'm going to do to attack this plan, and this is what I'm going to do. And trying to figure out, you know, you have certain farmers that, hey, I want to, I've only got this much to spend, or so-and-so, you know, I want to pour the whole barge of fertilizer, and you're not going to tell them any differently.
Makes sense, that's for sure. Alex, been great to visit you. I think Brian got tied up. I think he got busy on us back there. I was going to try to say hello to him one more time, but we appreciate always being here at Nutrien and saying hello to you guys. It's been a National Agriculture Week here. We talk about the impact of agriculture and what it means to this area, and appreciate what you guys do to have your part in that as well. And, of course, we're going to wrap things up. I think Brian's going to come say one more thing to us. We're going to wrap things up here with this crew at Nutrien. I'm right in the way here behind the counter. But, Brian, always good to visit you. Always enjoy being here.
Same with us. We're just glad to have y'all. We're glad to participate in every way we can. We like to help in the community when we can, and we just like being involved in agriculture and all aspects of it. And, you know, it's just a pleasure to be able to work in this industry, in my opinion. I've told you every time we visited together that it's just a unique industry, and it's always something different. And, yeah, I'm trying to raise my boys at home, and where they hopefully want to be involved in agriculture in some form of way, whether it's production or retail or whatever it might be. It's just agriculture is not going away. And so I take great pride in being involved with that and being blessed to work with people that are just as passionate about it as I am. And it's just a pleasure to come to work when you can say that about work.
Yeah, be that. We're with Brian and the crew at Nutrien, and we are celebrating National Agriculture Week on 106.5 WKDC.